We knew this week would be the start of new leadership at Cardinal Innovations Healthcare. This was to be the last week for their controversial CEO. But things have taken an unexpected and really unprecedented turn today. North Carolina's Department of Health and Human Services is taking over the Charlotte-based company, firing its board of directors, and banning some controversial members of the leadership team from Cardinal's premises. Here to help us understand what is going on with this developing story is WFAE reporter Tom Bullock. Hi, Tom.
Hi there.
How do we know about these developments?
Well, Mark, WFAE received a copy of a letter authored by North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Mandy Cohen, and she sent that letter to key state lawmakers. And the letter lays out the dramatic moves we are told are happening right now at Cardinal. Cohen wrote, quote, DHHS has concluded that we can no longer rely on the board and its executive leadership at Cardinal to bring the company into compliance with its legal requirements. The letter continues by stating that due to financial mismanagement and Cardinal's noncompliance with state law, the state is temporarily taking control of the company.
And Tom, for those who haven't fully kept up with this story, remind us exactly what Cardinal Innovations does.
Sure, Mark. It administers some $682 million Medicaid dollars through Mecklenburg and 19 other counties throughout the state. Specifically, Cardinal acts as a kind of insurance company, using Medicaid tax dollars to pay for recipients who qualify for mental health care, addiction treatment, and developmental disability services. And roughly 850,000 North Carolinians do in Cardinal's footprint.
Lately, though, Cardinal has been known more for excessive CEO salaries and big severance packages than anything else.
That's correct. Three state audits were highly critical of the salary CEO Richard Topping has been making at the company, and you can find a full breakdown of his salary and perks at our website, WFAE.org. But here's the headline. In the last fiscal year, Topping made just under $1.2 million. But since Cardinal is not a for-profit company and it's funded almost solely by tax dollars, there are certain rules that need to be followed. One is that Topping's salary was to be capped at $204,000. That rule, Mark, was not enforced until recently. And when it was, Topping refused the pay cut and then was fired earlier this month by the board of directors. He was being allowed to stay on through the end of this week. Now we're told he is or is in the process of being told to leave the corporate headquarters today, and he and three other top lieutenants are to be barred from the premises.
So that's one part of the complaint here. The state is also firing Cardinal's board of directors, and why is that?
Well, for what state officials are calling financial mismanagement. The board not only approved the excessive salary that Richard Topping was getting, but they also approved very generous severance packages for key Cardinal leaders, including Richard Topping and the three others who have resigned. All told, the company will pay those four people nearly $4 million in severance. The board had been told explicitly by the state to not do this. They did it anyway, so now the board is being fired and a new board will be seated in December and selected by the various counties in which Cardinal works. And it's worth reminding people that Cardinal's board is made up of some county commissioners, including one from Halifax, one from Davidson County, and George Dunlop from here in Mecklenburg County.
What can we expect to happen next at Cardinal Innovations?
It's a really good question. The state has effectively taken it over on a temporary basis, Mark, and DHHS officials will be in charge. They say they will work with Cardinal's interim CEO, Trey Sutton, to bring the company back into compliance with state law. Now, we don't know just how long this will last or if it will have any impact on Cardinal's day-to-day operations.
And Tom, one thing I noticed briefly here in looking at the Health and Human Services press release this afternoon, they're saying that behavioral health service to consumers and payments to providers will not be interrupted during this interim period.
That's exactly what the state is saying. I know that that will obviously be their goal. We're just, you know, saying it's a possibility because a state takeover of any kind of corporation can be a little messy.
WFAE's Tom Bullock, thank you. We are continuing to watch and bring you the latest on this developing story this afternoon.